program of the German Democratic Republic. And from 1986 on, they had a broadcast for punk and indie called Paroklikum. It was a difficult situation because at the same time, punk was being criminalized by the German Democratic Republic, by the state, and some bands could play their songs there who had approval of the state. Others were being sent to prison. And we hear a song by Lattentat from Leipzig who were being criminalized, the song Demonstration, and the song, the band 0815 from Leipzig. That was somehow funny because the singer Dieter Möhrchen wrote some scene reports for this Paroklikum in the 80s. And then we hear a song by the group Schleimkeim, Schwarz-Rot-Gold.
Sie heißen Punk und Grünau. schöne Weltmarzahn. Rostock, Schmalland, Halle, Neustadt. Im Endeffekt da stand geschrieben: Fische, Bad und viel Komfort. Balkon, Wasser, kalt und warm. Doch menschlich sind sie arm. Doch menschlich sind sie arm. Die Menschen, die sind eingesperrt in ihren eigenen fünf Wänden. Vorderwand, Rückwand. Linke Wand und rechte Wand. Und dann die fünfte Wand. Das ist die Schrankwand.
Berlin, there were also pirate radio stations that would become more important in the late 80s. For example, Radio 100, that wasn't a pirate radio station anymore, but had learned something from them. And then there was radio stations like Radio P that was forming in the late 80s. But now we will take a look at the situation in former Yugoslavia, in Slovenia. There was a Radio Student since the 60s already as a student radio, Radio Student. from 1969 on, and they also had supported the punk scene in Ljubljana from the late 70s onward. There were some important bands like Tutti Barber, for example, my favorite band. We hear a song by them. And at Radio Students, also a recommendable radio show nowadays, that is Subway. Now we go west again. We take a look at the situation in Switzerland. There was also a squatter scene in Zurich, for example. And Radio Lora was having its roots there in 1981. It established then a pirate radio station and was legalized then later. Radio Lora also had a hardcore punk radio show called Speed Airplay from 1985 on, and they were very fond of Japanese punk, though I play a song by a Japanese punk band called The Cums, and also a song by a band from Switzerland called Sperma. They had a song Radio. But this is for God! From Switzerland, it's not so far to France and there to Lyon, where there was also a pirate radio station from the late 70s on Radio Canu. And they also have a show on punk called SAV, Seul avec vous. There was also a punk band Heimatlos from Lyon that was quite important for the scene at the time. We had a song The Flag. And also there was a certain Philippe from Lyon was a guest at Maximum Rock and Roll Radio Show number 164. Then there's also some recommendable radio shows in the present time, La France Puée, for example. Look at their homepage, lafrancepuée.org. And now we listen to Heimatlos. Go back to Western Germany. There was a radio show that was important for me, but it was a radio show, Der Ballastrund, from Frankfurt in Western Germany. It wasn't the pirate radio station. It was country financed, the radio from the federal country Hessen, and it always came Mondays, 11 p.m. I always listened to it. In Frankfurt, there also existed Radio X as a pirate radio station and a free radio station. And one of their DJs had the punk band Hacke Peters, and we will listen to a song by them.
Das ganze Jahr freust du dich auf die vier Tage, denn da fühlst du dich endlich frei. Den Rest des Jahres bist du dazu nicht in der Lage, doch an Fasching bist du voll dabei. Endlich auch mal hemmungsloses Saufen, das kann man sich sonst so schlecht erlauben. In verrückten Masken durch die Straßen laufen und beim Umzug billige Bonbons glauben. Da brauchst du nicht du selbst zu sein. Fasching ist ne tolle Zeit. Was das gecheckt wird, Mr. Hyde. Im Büro sind dann alle voll und offen. Ich hätte das du auch mal die Meinung geigen. Beim Lumpenball auf eine schnelle Nummer hoffen. Man sieht nasche Mädchen aus den kleinen Schweigen.
But we will also listen to some bands from Hamburg. There was a squatted complex, the Hafenstraße, and they also had in 1987 the Radio Hafenstraße, a pirate radio station that was established there. And I played some bands that were typical for that time. Razzia with the song Kaiserwetter and Slime with the song Linke Spießer. At the present time, there's Radio FSK, a free radio station, and they have some good hardcore punk shows called Monde Bizarro, and it's all about punk show.
Ihr seid Lehrer und Beamte, seid gelernte Sogenannte. Ihr schreibt Bücher bei den Nazis und ihr glaubt, dass wir euch gar sehen. Denn man sieht den Grund von Lidien, Bach und Lady nach den Nachten.
Conservative! geschwätzige Spießer.
Ihr habt extra zugelaut.
Ihr seid der köstliche Spießer.
Eigentlich wart ihr das schon immer. Und wenn ihr mal ersetzt, seid ihr auf einmal
konservativ.
Radio Hafenstraße.
Mit Radio Hafenstraße sind wir in der Lage, das Meinungsmonopol zu durchbrechen.
Mit Radio Hafenstraße setzen wir den täglichen Falschmeldungen und Lügen unsere Stimme entgegen.
Radio Hafenstraße ist ein neuer Schritt in der Geschichte der freien Radios in Hamburg.
Es war die Meinung immer, nur begann die kalte Zeit. Und beim alten Karren oben, das Gewehr schon stand bereit. Zog um einen Mantel und verließ das Haus um acht. Tat die ersten Spuren in den Schnee der letzten Nacht.
Now we're moving on to the north, and there's Norway, and they have Radio Rakel in Oslo in Norway. There was the Blitz House, also a squatted house in Norway, in the capital Oslo. And it has started in 1982 when local radio stations were allowed in Norway, and they still exist. And they have the show Barrikade Rock, which I can recommend. It still exists. And we hear some songs by Norwegian punk bands, Stengte Dörer, Verdag, R and Perfect Dag. And we hear another song by a Norwegian punk band called Dots Dömt. They were also featured in Barrikade Rock with the song Dead Mad Blast Paw.
Oh, God.
Now we will also visit Sweden. They had a pirate radio scene and they had Närradio that was sort of local radio stations. But they also had a radio show on a state radio called Nivek that was on program 3, P3, from 1980 on. And they had some punk bands playing, for example, the punk band Missbruk Karna that played live there in 1981. We hear them with the song Jak Skita Vel Idik. And then we hear another punk band from that time, that's the band Anti-Steamex with the song Anti-Steamex. And Nivek was quite important for punk, similar to the John Peel show. It was a state radio station, but anyway. Finally, we are at the end of the Maximum Rock and Roll radio show, this time from Leipzig. Don't forget to donate to Maximum Rock and Roll. You can do this at maximumrockandroll.com. And farewell.